You're listening to Morning Edition on Interlaken Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. Good morning. Charlevoix native Jetty Ray is out with a new album. It's a children's album, and the songs have a light, mellow, drifting sound to them.
Come, asteroid meteorite, I've never seen flames burn so bright. All of your colors leave me in awe. Oh, the beauty of the Milky Way song.
The album is called Stardust and was released today. In 2011, Jetty made a lullaby album, and since then, her fans kept telling her they wanted another kids' album. I'm very pleased to have Jetty Ray join me this morning to talk about her new album, Stardust. Good morning, Jetty.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
I got to tell you, I don't have kids. I generally don't seek out kids' albums to listen to, Jetty. but this is so much more than a traditional kids' album, isn't it?
It is. There's something for everybody. Being a musician who is also a parent, I'm always looking for music that my whole family can enjoy together. And that was kind of the goal when I wrote this album.
Kids' albums kind of have a certain stereotype, and you wanted to avoid that. Why is that? And what were the stereotypes you were trying to avoid?
I guess just kind of the cheesy, you know, wheels on the bus kind of thing. Not to downplay that, because kids do like it, but that's not really me. That's not my style. I wanted to write something that was super accessible to kids, and also kids at heart, and really capture just the imaginative spirit, the childlikeness that we can always reconnect with as adults. And it's good for us to go back to that, you know, that state of like innocence and fun and playfulness.
Is it hard to write in that space where you want the songs to be relevant for kids, but you also understand parents are going to be hearing these songs too, and you want to give them something to take away from it too? Does that make it almost twice as hard?
Not really. It's strangely... most of the time when I'm writing, I'm always editing. I'm always second guessing myself. And when it comes to these children's projects, I find that if something makes me smile or just kind of is a little bit silly, 'cause there is like a certain playfulness to writing stuff, like this, it's easier in some ways, because I'm not like, oh, like, are they going to get this? It's usually if something is simple and beautiful, then it's good. And it's a lot of fun for me, and it's a completely different process than writing writing for my other projects.
8 years have passed since you wrote La La Lu and the Lazy Moon. That was a lullaby album, the first one that you wrote. How was writing this album a different experience for you since your last one, Jetty?
Well, for starters, when I did my first album, it was kind of a trial. I had just bought a bunch of recording gear, and I was in audio engineering school down in Ann Arbor, and I kind of wanted to test my skills on something that I felt was low pressure, and I had some friends who had kids, and so I decided I'm gonna write a kid's album. So I literally would sit down, write the song, record it right after I wrote it, and start layering harmonies and doing all kinds of mixing. And it was a really, really fun project, and I didn't expect it to go far or for a lot of people to like it. It was just kind of my little pet project. And then I released it, and today it's my most streamed album. So I felt like I needed to do a follow-up. And when I was thinking about doing a follow-up, it had been right after I had my son, and he's 5 now. So I've been wanting to do another children's album for a long time, but the timing was really right now. My kids are at the age where they love listening to music. They love, you know, hearing the songs that I'm writing. And so the big difference was being able to play the songs for them and kind of test them out and be like, hey, do you like this? You know, which one's your favorite? And just getting their input was so invaluable. So I had my own little, you know, test listeners to see if it was going to fly or if the songs were going to die.
Which sounds adorable to think of your 3 little kids giving you input on what songs they liked. How would they give that feedback?
I'll take Animal Fare, for instance. A lot of people know that song. It's a really old song. It was written in like, it was written over 100 years ago, and it's in the public domain. And there's only one verse of the song, and it's really catchy. But I thought, oh, I should take this song and I should add my own verses to it and make it like a longer song. And so one morning I got my guitar out and just started, you know, singing and playing. I went to the animal fair, the birds and the beasts were there. And then I started adding in different animals. And so I would just be singing it and writing it. And I would be like, okay, now I'm going to have a red little fox who is wearing, you know, what was he wearing? Beck. My son's name is Beck. And he'd be like, you know, he's wearing socks. And then I'm like, okay, so he's wearing two socks. And it was just like a really funny thing where it was making both of us laugh. And like right as I was writing it, I was getting these real-time responses. So that definitely informed a lot of the creativity and helped me immensely.
I went to the animal fair. The hippos and pandas were there. The red little fox who was wearing two socks was eating a dish so rare. The flamingos had to flutter. They heard the snakes to stutter. The flamingos said please as they fell on their knees. They said go bother another, 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 another.
I was surprised when I found out that all your vocals, your guitar, and ukulele parts were recorded in the Airstream trailer where your family is currently living and traveling across the country. That doesn't seem like the typical spot to record an album, but I guess I'm wrong, huh?
Yeah. for starters, there's not a lot of space. And that wasn't the plan. I had originally booked an Airbnb in a little town in Tennessee and went there to record on the first day. And the whole place was made of tin and it was really close to a really busy country road. And they also had a lot of farm animals. So I was having to time my takes in between cars driving by and roosters clucking and dogs barking. And I thought, you know, this really is not going to work. And we had actually parked our Airstream at the Natchez Trace campground, a Meriwether Lewis State Park. And it was incredibly quiet there. It was in the spring. There were not a lot of campers. And I thought, you know what? Let's shift. So I sent the family over to the Airbnb and I decided to set up my studio in my house. And it was actually a lot of fun.
Jetty, I want to talk a little bit about you living in the Airstream trailer and kind of adopting that lifestyle. I remember interviewing you in Charlevoix right as you were renovating the trailer and getting ready to move out of your house into the trailer and kind of tour the country as this gypsy performer with your family. And I remember you were really looking forward to sort of the minimalist, kind of simplistic way of life. How has that experience been almost 3 years later?
Really good and really hard. Definitely minimalism is like a given with this kind of lifestyle. When you live in a very small space, you don't have a ton of stuff, and you ideally you have more time to do things that are important to you. Like my music, I've been able to travel, you know, and see fans and play music for people that honestly, if I was tied down to a normal house and a normal schedule, I would never have been able to have those opportunities. So in that way, it's been absolutely amazing. Going to national parks, just seeing the country from the window of a car is like, there's something really magical about it. But almost 3 years later, I'm definitely starting to feel a little road weary. Since September, we have gone nearly 15,000 miles. That's a lot. So yeah, it's been absolutely amazing, but definitely it's not a forever thing. And but I'm really thankful for the opportunities that it's allowed in our lives.
So what are your plans with regards to kind of that lifestyle moving forward?
Well, we'll always love to travel and we'll definitely keep the Airstream, but we definitely really miss our home, Northern Michigan. That's where our families are. And, you know, even seeing the whole country, we always kind of were like, oh, is there any other place that can hold our hearts like Northern Michigan can? And we haven't found a place that calls as loudly. So we definitely want to come back and settle in the area and kind of be based there. and then, you know, launch out for smaller tours eventually when our kids get a little bit older.
There may be bears in these forests, there may be tigers in these trees, but you don't have to fear them, no, I'll show you how to be brave and strong like me.
Tell me about the song, honestly. Is this song sung from your perspective? You're talking about how somebody might encounter bears and tigers, and but truth and love will be this guiding force that kind of gets you through. And then you have this line that I found interesting, especially if it's sung from the perspective of a mother. You make me want to live in honesty. Where did that song come from?
That was one of the first songs I wrote for the album. I wrote it a couple years ago on the ukulele. And sometimes you just write a song and you pick up the instrument and you just start singing something. And then the profoundness of it doesn't really hit you until after. And that was one of those songs. I didn't really set out to write anything specifically. I was just playing my instrument. And that line came to me, honestly, you make me want to live in honesty. And I think any parent can relate, wanting to be a good parent and a good example in your kids' lives and someone that they can look up to and someone that they want to emulate because of your good character and your good qualities. As a parent, your kids see the best and the worst of you, just like a spouse does or a partner. And, I don't know. It's just one of those songs that I'm like, yeah, it's totally written in my perspective. And wanting to tell my kids, like, hey, like, life is scary. And there are going to be, I use the example of bears in the forest and tigers in the trees. But you don't have to fear them. You can be brave and strong like me. And I think that's true bravery, of knowing, like, yeah, there are bears and tigers out there, but you can choose to live with courage and bravery, and I'm going to try to show you how to live like that.
Jetty Ray is out with a new album called Stardust. I'll post more info about it on our website, interlochenpublicradio.org. Jetty Ray, congrats on the new album, and thanks for the chat this morning.
Gosh, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it, and I hope that your listeners love this album.